Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
And I believe Bridget. I do. I believe Bridget Bryan when she sings, "I will catch you if you fall." Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Who says romantic music can't be spiritual? Who says that? Because it's not true. We can lift the level of our consciousness. Yes, I hear it just like this. And get our groove on, too. I've got some beautiful people who said the ultimate yes to being a soft place in each other's life. That, for me, is the wonderful Akasha Bird, one of my members of my Soul Tribe family. And she has introduced me to my brother of my Soul Tribe family, her husband, Akash. Now, let's do this at the beginning of the show. I know two people named Akasha and Akash. They did not plan that. It is the beautiful synchronistic journey of their magical love story. And I am going to very vulnerably share with you that I'm using them right now. I'm using it because I'm hoping some of that fairy dust will rub off. I'm using it to wake up the energetic childlike wonder and magic of love. I am using their story because I have never heard a love story like this. You can't even find a romantic comedy that really touches how these two have connected with each other. And then they both have the nerve to be healers in their own right, and psychic and intuitive and gifted. But look, I'm going to stop because I want them to reveal their story. Because besides the fall equinox that's coming tomorrow, happy Maybon, you beautiful people, we also have Pluto going direct. So any little secrets you've been hiding, it's going to get revealed. Okay. I don't mean to say it all threatening, but it's true. Pluto's going direct, so everybody's about to get naked. We don't need to be afraid. We don't. And then you got a new moon in Libra coming up. And because I know they can handle it, they're going to share their story, and we are going to find out from their work, their spiritual journey, how do they incorporate these energies that are coming in. I've got that, too. And guess what? They're also going to be doing some readings for us. So let me get to it, all this talk. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. That lets us know that you want to jump in on this conversation. We're about to have a love fest in the house. Well, let me just say hey to some people real quick. That is so funny. Okay, yeah, I see why I'm getting apologies. I keep getting bounced out of the chat room, but that's okay because I'm here, I'm present. So, hey, Akasha's in the chat room, so you can talk to her there too. And hey, new Jace and guests, phone lines are getting full. So, yes, call in, press 1 so we don't miss you for a reading. And we've got Kathy from Maryland who has a question already. But we're just going to lay some foundational work, Kathy, and then we'll be right to you. So don't hang up. We're looking forward to having a conversation with you as well. Yes. Let me get you some really quick housekeeping going on with the Life Conversations radio show. There's lots and lots of stuff moving in the planets, in the world. Let me let you know where you can find Bridget Bryant, Soft Place. I really hope you enjoyed that song. You can find her on Facebook, Bridget Bryant. Of course I play Bridget Bryant, because Akasha, my sister, and I have a love affair, a spiritual love affair with the goddess Bridget. I was like, why am I being pulled to play Bridget Bryant? Well, that's what happened. I love it when that happens. But you can find her on Facebook, Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T, Bryant. Please let her know that Celeste sent you, and we had a great time listening to Soft Place. Now, one is the energy running today, and that is the day of the magician for me. So we're going to put the magic back in our love life tonight. Yep, through our dear friends Akasha and Akash. Gamana. Yes. So here's a little bit about what's happening on Life Conversations Radio. Life Coach today is the head of the network. He's also screening the calls tonight, so big shout out and thank you, Life Coach today. Tomorrow, you got two places where you can check him out. At 11 a.m., he's joining Kemla Dodds on Sacred Secrets on 12radio.com. And then you come on back to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show at 12 p.m. Eastern, and he'll be welcoming psychic medium Katie Brower Weaver on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show for love messages from the other side. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, you can catch him at 12radio.com for Soul Food for Your Consciousness. And his guest will be the wonderful Jamie Don. They'll be discussing deep listening and speaking your truth with conscious awareness. And guess what? I'll be joining him on Tuesday, September 30th as a special guest. Oh, I finally get on the hot seat. I'm looking forward to that. And then, yay, Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson is back from vacation. She's refreshed. She's ready to talk to you about living in the yes, exploring possibilities at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss Mbasa Safara with the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Get ready to passionately love and appreciate you. And then you got me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com for updates about all these shows. And you know I always keep you posted. So be on the lookout on like pages, the Celestial Show fan like page, and all the other like pages, and you won't miss a thing. Now, let's get to it. Yes, I'm so excited to welcome my guests tonight. They have crossed oceans of time. Okay, I'm wrong. That's a quote from Dracula, but I'm not, though. They have crossed oceans. Maybe there are oceans of time between them, and they'll share that in Desert Sudan to find each other. But the start of their story is with a drawing for an oracle card. There's so much more. Wait till you hear them share their magical story. They remind me not to give up on love and don't give up on magic. Akasha Bird and Akash, besides being a married couple, are also amazing healers, psychers, and psychics in their own right. And we will be doing a few readings. So the call-in number again is 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. Let me tell you a little bit more about this dynamic duo, and then I'm going to invite them onto my spiritual front porch. Akasha Reynal Gamana is a medicine woman, author, Reiki master, healer, channel, psychic, artist, and designer. And her husband, Akash Gamana, is an intuitive psychic, healer, dancer, channel, martial artist, and musician. As twin flames, they provide the world with gifts of shamanic healing, channelings, sound healing, and cards. And there's far more that they do. Currently, they are engaged in co-authoring a book together. Family, please welcome to the Celestial Show, Akasha and Akash Gamana. Hello, you beautiful people. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
That's my brother-in-law. Look, he got me giggling already. I'm so happy that both of you are here. I don't want to waste any time with fluff stuff. How did this happen?
It's so nice to be here.
How did this happen? Can you walk us through your magical love story? And is this, and let me ask you this, and is it as magical for you as it is to me and everybody else who's watched this unfold?
Well, for me, it definitely has been. It's been pretty amazing. It kind of started by me looking for a new place, and the place that I was looking at, the room that I was looking at renting, Akasha was already staying in. It's not planned at all. Definitely not planned.
Mm-hmm. That's the guy version. Akasha, come on. Give us the dirt, girl.
I love the way you said earlier on, let's get naked. That's really fun. So, basically, yeah, it's a funny story. Like, I've been on your show a few times, and I was living in a tent in France. And, oh, yeah, just so the listeners know, we're not actually physically in the same place. So I'm actually in Ireland right now.
And
Akash is in Phoenix. So, and we're still together. I traveled ahead of him because I just couldn't bear the heat, so I needed some rain. And but yeah, basically I was in the tent in France, and I was creating. So I was writing my book and drawing oracle cards. And so every day I'd get up and I'd try and do about, you know, 3 or 4 a day. And there's about 60 of them. And one day I was drawing Metatron, the archangel, and I start drawing this picture, and it's sort of, the way I draw is channeled drawing, so I allow the picture to come onto the page and sort of meditate beforehand and just allow the lines to take place and form on the paper. And I drew this man, and I completely burst into tears. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was so touched by the picture. And I was like, wow, this is my husband. And the guides were like, my guides were, I was intuitively receiving, yes, this is your husband. So I saw this picture, and I was like, oh, this is weird. And I'd been previously engaged to that, and ran away to live in a tent because I wasn't happy with my partner. So I was kind of in a place of not wanting to be with anybody, and I was really working on self-love, which I think is the key to having met Akash for me. And when this picture appeared, I put it on my screensaver on my phone. So, babe, if you want to continue from there. Oh, yeah, and then I traveled to America because I got the guidance to go to America, and I didn't know why. And I ended up randomly couch surfing in Phoenix and in the room where Cash now lives. Do you want to take it from there?
yeah, for sure. So I came over, and I was looking at the room potentially, and she had offered to give me a reading, and she gave me a reading, and she had told me the story about the drawing, and then she showed me the picture, and it was like, I was speechless. Like, I had no idea what to say or to think, because as soon as I walked in the room and I had been in her presence, I just felt connected to her, and I knew that I wanted to be around her no matter what way that was, just friendly or more than that. I had no idea what the future held, but I was open, it was pretty crazy. She showed me the picture, and it's pretty unmistakably me. Like, the facial structure, the jawline, the way that my hair comes up on one side a little bit on my face, and then also on the top of my hairline, the way that it changes as well. It's pretty amazing.
And then, like, so I did show him the picture, and he completely freaked out. He was like, who is this crazy lady? And I think he was a bit, like, you know, overwhelmed, because it was so weird. And he'd asked me for a reading, and I said that. And then he asked me this question, and he said to me, am I going to have children? And my guides were saying, yeah, he's going to have children with you. And I was thinking, I'm not going to say this to a stranger. He's going to think I'm a complete lunatic.
But of course I had to ask the question, because I wanted to hear what she had to say.
And he asked the question, and so I said yes to him, you're going to have children. And he was like, oh, shit. And then I was like, I don't know how to explain this, and it's a bit weird for me, but I'm kind of getting that maybe I'd be the one you'd have kids with. And obviously we just met, so any man listening,
wow,
I'm sure they'll resonate with that terrifying thought of a woman saying that they're going to have kids with them straight away.
I'm going to be your baby mama.
Oh, yeah, and I had my blocks up, too. Like, it was not easy for her to get in, and we hung out quite a bit, but we did not get really close until about a month after that. So it was really a fun but scary and exciting experience at the same time, and just being around her was really calming. But I was also going through a lot of job transitions and just figured I was going to go, and we just happened to fall into each other's laps, basically, and to be around somebody who I could actually just, be myself and talk about a lot of healing modalities and energetic things that I can't talk about with people. It was really, really a blessing. It felt like a great blessing.
What's so amazing is I do have a copy of the drawing, folks. So if you're curious about the drawing that was just channeled through Akasha, she was drawing Metatron and ended up drawing Akasha and hadn't even realized it yet. It's on a Celestial Show fan like page. You get to enjoy it. I think this is a good time to invite Kathy to come in. She's got a question about her spiritual journey. So I know that the both of you have a lot of gifts between you for the sake of time and the sake of the other callers who want to get in. I'm just going to ask you both to just go with your heart, go with your intuition about what method you want to use to communicate
Great.
The message to her. Okay?
My son,
have
yeah.
you done it before? Because this feels so natural.
Yeah, it is. We just
I'm really having moments of deja vu, but enough. This is still so familiar. I can't wait till it's manifesting in the physical. All right, Miss Kathy from Maryland, we're coming over to you, sweetie.
Hi.
Say hi to Akasha and Akash. How are you?
Hi,
Kathy.
Hi, congratulations.
Oh,
Kathy.
Yes, long time no talk to.
Hey, how are you?
I'm working on my journey.
Good girl, that's great.
Waiting for something big to happen.
Aren't we all
nice.
Waiting for the magic?
Right.
So, Kathy, let us know. Let Akasha and Akash, they're going to do a joint for you. Let them know exactly where you want them to zone in. I got your spiritual journey. You wanted some assistance around that. So.
Right. I'd like to know what's coming up, what I'm going to end up be doing, I guess.
Cool. Shall I go first, Akash?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool. So what I'm getting really, really clearly for you is I picked a few cards here, and the one is Three of Air, and it says, "Great sadness, take time to heal the need to forgive yourself and others." And then the other ones are all really positive. It's the Ace of Air, Page of Earth, and the Sun. And what I'm getting is it's really your time now to take maybe the next week or two to really fully forgive all those around you and yourself for anything that you may have not felt that you did right, or anything that's not going right, or even coming to terms with you're the creator of your own reality, and not to be harsh on yourself in any way, shape, or form, but just really self-loving. And I get this sense that if you are to start, instead of wondering when things are going to happen, but just seeing them as already actualized in the here and now, and this is by being precisely clear of what it is you want, and then surrendering to divine timing and completely letting go so that you know that whatever it is you want, it's going to occur. But I feel like there's the sense of a lot of people, and I do this too, is like is a pushing, you know, it's like, oh, quick, when's this going to happen? When's it going to happen? Oh, it's not happening. And every time it's just about to happen, because it's not happening, we always start doubting it. And in that moment, it's the key moment where you can just be like completely surrender and be like, I trust my angels, I trust my guys, it's going to happen. And I was thinking about this today with Akash, and I haven't told him yet, but both him and I were kind of, he was compromised financially, so he moved into that room. If not, he wouldn't have lived there. And I was traveling with a very low budget, so I was compromising too. And if we hadn't just accepted where we're at financially and kind of, you know, the fact that we didn't have much money in that situation was actually the greatest blessing, and because we met each other. So it's seeing where you're at and trusting that everything that is in place is perfectly right. Does that make sense to you, Kathy?
Yeah, you know, I had a big fight yesterday with somebody, what you just said in the beginning, and I feel like, I still feel like what she did to me was wrong, but, you know, I asked for forgiveness, and I want to move on. I'm not going to apologize to her because I don't feel like I need to. But I'm trying to just let it go now.
Cool, and that's fine. You don't need to apologize if it's not coming from a heart space.
Right.
You just need to maybe do the apologies on the energetic, so maybe visualizing her and you and coming to terms so you can have an internal conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. And talking to her higher self, not the one you've had the fight with, but, I mean, yes, it's the same person, but talking to her higher self.
Mm-hmm.
Akash, do you have anything to say there?
Yeah, absolutely. I loved what you said there, Akasha, and to add on to that as well, when you do decide to do these visualizations and taking this time out for yourself to focus, what I always like to remember is to come from this space of doing nothing first so that I'm completely clear and grounded, and then focusing on grounding so that whatever's coming through, I'm very clear about where it's coming from, the intensity in which it's coming in, and what I also want to do with it as well. Really setting that intention and moving forward with it and just allowing that to manifest as effortlessly as you can, just with this softness and ease, with this soft wanting. Do you resonate with that?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Wow, I resonate with it too, guys. Thank you so much. Kathy, thank you so much for calling Celestial Show. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Okay, I'm going to listen. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you, Kathy.
Nice to talk to you, Akasha Bird.
Yay, so nice to talk to you, sister. Lots of love.
Thank you.
We are going to take a break, but I have a question for you guys about twin flames, because do you consider yourself as a twin flame couple?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really like labeling things myself because it can be misleading. I also believe that my true twin flame is not Akash, it's myself. And we've noticed that, you know, whenever I'm feeling not good about myself or him not good about himself, if it's in terms of looks or money or whatever, then it's quite hard to love the other one, you know, the other person. And I think we've been learning that if we self-reflect and self-love and go inside and really nurture that space, then it's really easy to love the other person because we love ourselves. So my true twin flame is myself, and he happens to be the manifestation in the physical of that. So it's,
yeah,
I think.
Oh, go ahead, Akasha.
I'd completely agree with that as well. And like our names, our names mean space. And well, just to tell the story, I had been given my name about 6 years ago, Akash Gaman. I was talking to a yoga studio owner in Chicago about the kind of work that I do, just intuitive, how I kind of see through people, but it's not as so much as seeing, it's like feeling on the emotional and the physical, like through which organs they're blocked and the bloodlines and the meridians and the spaces that aren't moving. And I was just explaining to him how I do that, and he's like, oh yeah, you're Akashic Mana. I was like, oh, what does that mean? And he said, it means that you're a space walker. Ooh. And so I hadn't really decided to take on that name and until about, I think about like 2 or 3 weeks before I met Akasha, I was I had been going by the performing name of Influence for like making music and for my b-boying and whatnot, and I just decided that Akashic Mana is just so much more representative of what I wanted to put out there, because I am that space that is permeates through everything and that is everything, and that is where I feel like with the twin flame thing, like I feel like that's what my focus has been in my spiritual journey, has been to find that space and to find that recognition of everything. And one of my teachers, Richard Shapiro, he told me that when you can find yourself in somebody, or when you can completely see yourself in somebody, that's when you know that you really have fallen in love. And yeah, that's definitely what I found with Akasha, is just completely seeing myself, and it's pretty amazing.
You were like a male and female version of each other. It's really quite weird.
Yeah, and you know what? And I have a question for that, but we're going to do it on the other side of the break. I'm going to ask you the question now so that you both can sit with it, because there's a real big fairy tale idealistic understanding of twin flame. I don't like the label either, so I'm doing that in quotation marks. And part of that idealism is, well, if you're my twin flame, we're not going to fight. If you're my twin flame, everything's just going to perfectly come together. And
oh, man.
You can read my mind. So if I'm upset, then I'm going to look at you and say, then you're not my twin flame, because you don't get it. So I want you to break all of that for us on the other side, okay?
Oh, we got some stuff to talk about with that one.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Get your water. We're going to find out the truth about love and magic and whether twin flames fight. All right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back right after these brief messages. Cool.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
I am Ade Anifowoshe, also known as Life Coach Ade, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I am here to support you in transforming fear to love. As a light being, it is your nature to transform energy. This is why it is important to feed and listen to your soul. When you do, you are empowered to dance with life, with understanding and compassion. Are you willing to dance with life differently? Join me every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance and listen to your soul.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I got Akasha Bird and Akash Gamana. I have to make sure I'm saying that right. In the house with me. And I also have people lined up, Ozzy and Yvette. We are going to get to you. But these two have to break down. Do twin flames fight? I'm picking
Do twin flames fight?
Fight.
Well,
they fight.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't really fight. We process. We'll bring things up and we'll talk about it, but we don't really like argue or raise our voices too much. I mean, we've definitely had our moments, but we spend most of our time, I guess, if we disagree in something, we'll kind of give each other space so that we can decide what's the best course of action to go forward in the future.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think the thing that makes our relationship is that we've been so much on our own personal healing journeys that we have many, many tools in our toolbox of how to deal with our stuff when it comes up. So whenever we're getting triggered, we know how to hold it and take it on ourselves. So it's not that I don't know for other couples, but I know for ourselves, we manage to keep it quite low key, but we do argue for sure, and we do have disagreements, but it's more about, you know, just being like, hey, look, I'm having a reaction to this situation. I don't think it's even related to you, but I'm just being triggered by you right now, and I just need some space to process, or I'd like to talk about it later when I've calmed down a bit. So, but the twin flame thing, again, again with arguing, like, I always feel like it's mirroring how you feel about yourself, and I think that's really the key is if you're working on yourself, you will meet someone who's also working on themselves. And like with Akash, like if I say to him, hey, look, I think you're projecting onto me, I don't think this is my stuff, he'll be like, oh, cool, yeah, I think I'm doing that, and vice versa. And it's really refreshing. So it's quite beautiful. But, I mean, twin flame, I think it depends where everyone's at, you know. I don't think there's one way. But yeah, I guess it's not like it's perfect and it's all done, but it's, again, like yourself, if you look in the mirror in the morning, sometimes you think you look really bad, or I do anyway, and then some days I'm like, well, I'm pretty hot today, and it just depends. And it's the same about the other person. It's sometimes you're going to be like, oh yeah, he's really nice today, and sometimes it's like, oh, not so much. And it's like honoring the balance of that, and not expecting every day to be the same as the previous one, and just honoring the cycles of life, you know, death and rebirth.
Yeah, and recognizing the spaces that you're in, too, because a lot of, and the people that you're around, because you can take on a lot of stuff from people and other places. And oftentimes when we've had a disagreement, it's really not had too much to do with us in particular. It was just a lot of things that were coming into our space. Mm-hmm. And being able to recognize that and then not get all angry at the outside sources and recognize that everyone and everything is just doing the best that they can is just in a, always coming from that space of that everyone is really going and moving with the highest intentions in mind.
I love that, guys. I'm going to put on a T-shirt. We don't fight, we process. I want to invite someone in the room. And I want to make sure before we bring, we've got Ozzy and then Yvette, I want to make sure we get them. And I want to make sure that we're able to hear. So I hear something on a line, and I don't want to miss your powerful voice. Oh, wow, like magic. Abracadabra. As I speak, I create. Okay, we're going to go over. So I thought we're going to go over to Ozzy. Ozzy, wow. I just did a formation of Ozzy and Harriet. You know that, right?
Ozzy,
hey, Ozzy, welcome to the Celestial Show. Say hi to Akasha and Akash. Did I just age myself?
Namaste, my dear friend. I am
Hey,
Akasha, I am so happy for you. We talked about something like this, what, last year? Year and a half ago?
Yeah, this is a year ago.
Yeah. I told ya. Anyway, I am so thrilled for both of you. I'm really happy.
Thanks.
I'm sitting here and you guys, the connection you two have, I can feel it all the way here. Your face flashed into my head. And I'm like, oh, she's speaking. And I waved, hello. And then I saw Akasha. I'm like, oh, hey, there's an interesting situation. I've never seen that before. So
he's magic.
Yeah, the connection between you two is amazing.
Aw, cool.
No, I'm really thrilled for you. I really am. I myself am winding down from a long-term partnership and relationship and the ending of a long healing process for myself because I'm getting ready to take off on my next journey. And I've been going through some personal things. And when you said recognizing yourself in a partner, and what's important, though, is if you also don't see yourself within that partner anymore, then, you know, it's almost time to say goodbye.
Yeah, definitely.
If you can catch that and work with that, you can end things in a really beautiful note. This will be a first for me on this one. This one's going to end really nice. We're going to be friends. And after 17 years, it's been long. But I.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's cool.
It is.
We complemented each other, and because everybody knows, as you know, there's two kinds of relationships. There's the complementary relationship, and then there's the compatible relationship. And it's rare to really find one where you're actually compatible instead of just complementary. It's even rarer to have both. And those are the ones the twin flames find. And yes, twin flames do. Go toe to toe. Boy, do they go toe to toe. It's quite interesting.
Ozzy, thank you so much for calling in, saying hey to your family. Hopefully, you won't be a stranger to the Celestial Show.
Oh,
and
heck
we
no.
Wish you.
In fact, I'll sign up for it. Get your pop in time to time. It'd be my
pleasure. Right, yeah. Cool. Come on down. So thank you, Ozzy. I love your name. You make
thank
me want
you.
To think yeah, Ozzy. Ozzy,
yeah,
Ozzy.
Yeah, blessing.
And Lita
you.
Ford.
Thank you.
And, you know, Akasha, I would like to catch up to you someday. Maybe we'll do some exchange of readings.
Cool. Yeah, that would be fun.
Don't you love the show? Magic connections. I want to hear about them more, Ozzy. I'll find you.
I'm all over the place, you know. As a matter of fact, this is the first show I've been on in 3 or 4 months now? No, actually not that long. I had, I was on a show, I had my own show, and then some things happened, and I couldn't do it anymore for a while. But, I'm around, you know. I'll be happy to pop on anytime. Just give me a jingle.
Okay, that's what's up. Give me a jingle. Okay, we'll do, sweetie.
All right.
Guys. You know he's already. Bye-bye. Thank you, Ozzy, for calling in.
Thank you, Ozzy.
That's all I need. Now, before we bring Yvette on, I'm hearing some background noise, and I want to make sure Yvette has wants to get a reading from Sakasha. So let's bring her on and make sure
Hi.
If we don't, there we go. Hey, Yvette, welcome to the Celestial Show. Say hi to Akash.
Hi, guys. I got your email, and I just booked on calling you guys.
Oh, cool. Is that Yvette from Albuquerque?
No, I'm from California.
Okay. Cool. Okay. I thought you were someone else.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
so would you like a channeling? Is that what you wanted?
Sure, why not?
Do you have a specific question, or would you just
like
a general
I have a love question myself. I feel like I'm in a really phenomenal space, and there's people in my – there's guys and, you know, situations that are presenting themselves. Nothing has leaked yet. I just know I'm very close, and I've never – but I'm confident, and I'm clear, and I'm – okay with all that.
Okay. So
I guess I'm just asking for like a love reading, so to speak.
Okay. Cool. And what is it you're looking for?
Well, obviously the divine mate.
A divine knight?
Yeah.
Ah, that's cute. Okay, I like that. Okay, just 1 second. So just taking a deep breath. And we're going to invite all the directions and the guides. And I'm just going to ask the collective group of guides that I work with to come in. And I ask to be a pure neutral channel. Dearest one, indeed we are here, and we carry forward this present light. Yvette, it is important that you allow your guard to be let down now, and that you allow your beautiful face to shine bright to the world. It is now your time to collect that which you want in being extremely clear and distinctive, that you can manifest anything that you will want or need. It is important for you to not control the situation, but to allow yourself to choose love at each corner. If you are ever to feel fear in the face of any interaction with another, choose that you do not need to protect yourself. You can just trust your instinct that will guide you where you need to be at. We are with you, and we are assisting you, and we love you. And we want you to trust the instinct that you internally have and ask your guides if you need more assistance. We are always surrounding you, and we love you and bless you, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you.
Okay. Did that resonate with you?
It really, really did.
Cool. Akash, do you have anything to add?
No, that was wonderful.
So sweet. Good.
Awesome.
You guys know what? You guys are you move me so much whenever you channel Akasha. Yvette, I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
I cannot believe how fast this time went. And Akasha, big shout out to you, because I know it is really early in the morning in Ireland where you are. So
yeah, 10 to 2.
You know you love me, girl.
I love you, babe.
I know you do. So just to wrap up, I want the both of you beautiful people to tell us, where can we find you to stay connected, and what you got coming up?
Cool. So I have a website called divineinnermagic.com. That's www.divineinnermagic.com. And we do joint sessions, the two of us, which are healing sessions, which are, they're about $200 to work with both of us, and they're absolutely incredible sessions. And then we have, I do individual healings, so I can go on to all topics that you may want and ask the guides to come through and deliver a message. And Akash also works online, and we have bi-monthly sessions. One is Divine Feminine Magic that Celeste is on tonight, so she can tell you about that. And also Divine Guidance. So it's a teleconference, so you can join wherever you are in the world. And it's about $26, €20 to join. And you get to listen to a general channeling, and then you bring your questions to the guides, and you get to hear other people's experiences and sharing. And it's just a really beautiful, like, hot bath of spiritual essence, I guess that's the way I'd say it. And, Cash, do you have your email address or something? I don't know. How people can get in contact.
Yeah, anybody who wants to book a session with me, they can get in contact with me at influence.tyler@gmail.com. We'll be having another website up very soon, and we will also be posting a lot more videos. We'll be putting out a lot of information about Bagua and the meditation art of Bagua, and some Taoist meditation art, Taoist meditations that are going to be available. And if you guys don't know what Bagua is, I highly suggest you go check it out. Yeah, it's wonderful.
To have you back, Akash. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bagua. Just to give you all a little short description, it's about 4,000 years old. It's the ancient art of circle walking, and it's the physical manifestation of the I Ching. So you're walking in a circle and moving like wind, water, fire, earth. Like basically like Avatar, kind of the cartoon.
I love that.
Doing it in a physical way. So, and then it's also a very deep meditation art as well as a martial art too. So I'll be posting some videos about that and promoting that along with our space walking that we're going to be promoting. So looking forward to a lot of exciting things.
I have even more questions for you. And not enough physical time. So what I am going to do is make sure I schedule another time to have you do on again to do some readings and to teach us about these things. It's beautiful. I thank you for your time. I thank you for your love. And I'm so happy to celebrate your magical love story. Go to bed, Akasha.
I love you, love everyone, lots of love, and you are the best person you'll find, and follow your instinct, everyone, you know what's right for you. Many blessings, love, love, love you, Celeste.
Three snaps in a circle. All right, beautiful people, thank you so much, family. That was Akasha Bird and Akash, Damana. They're beautiful people. You can also find them on Facebook. We are going to shut it down on the Celestial Show. Enjoy fall, folks. It's coming tomorrow. And I wanted you to have some fun tonight since we've been talking about a magical love story. And there's so many nuggets in this show. I was like, I didn't even ask him that, and he just said it. So go back and re-listen, because I promise you, you missed something. You missed something. This is the beautiful Sherry Marie, the love goddess. You can find her at sherrymarie.com, CHERIMAREE.com. I'm trying not to dance. Don't forget to join Life Coach Today, 11 a.m. tomorrow, Sacred Secrets with Kimla Dodds. And then Katie Brower Weaver will be in the house at 12 o'clock, Psychic Medium. I love you, family. I thank you for listening. I love you for listening. Join me next week. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
Your love, and no tears in my eyes. They turned into butterflies. And now I know that I'm free. Come, you love me. Oh, I'm glad you do. Whispering a melody of love, baby. It's time to spend.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.